This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Quran governs every aspect of human existence. The knowledge is there, walakin taqasarat anhu afhamun nas. Human intellect is evolving gradually to tap into the beauty of the Quran. So addressing the aspect of etiquettes, morals and values, I share with you a profound reflection from Juz 30, chapter 88, Al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming event, verse 14. But before we look at verse 14, let's just look at two verses prior to that. So Allah is describing Jannah. Allah says, فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ. In Jannah, there is this flowing spring. Verse 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعًا. And there are these elevated couches. وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعًا. And there are goblets and glasses well placed. So let's put this into context. Allah speaks about the fact that there is a spring, and that is the beautiful spring of Jannah, عَيْنًا تُسَمَّى فِيهَا سَلْسَبِيلًا. There is the spring of Salsabil, there is the spring of Tasneem, etc., etc. But in that discussion, Allah says, أَكْوَاب. أَكْوَاب is the plural of the word كُوب, which means glass, utensil, goblet. مَوْضُوعًا, well-placed. Under this ayah in Ma'ariful Quran, Mufti Shafi' rahimahullah says, that this ayah opens up the discussion of the etiquettes of social conduct. That if you're offering someone water, make sure there is a glass next to it. And he says we can broaden the implications. If somebody is using the bathroom, make sure there is a towel there. How often it is the absence of these etiquettes that, you know what, the key was not placed back in its place, or the remote was not put back in its place, and salah was delayed, a function was delayed. We were all ready, we hopped into the car and we couldn't find the key. So what does the Quran say and how does it qualify? Akwabum mawdu'a, glasses and goblets well placed. We live in a world of organized chaos. What's the message, my brother and my sister? Put everything in its rightful place, and that's an etiquette we learn from chapter 88. The beauty of the Quran indeed.